to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Indaba remini, ladies and gentlemen. Today I am chilling with two of the biggest vocalists in the country right now. Please welcome Njenje, aka Njeli. Izandla bafithi, izandla. Also hang out with Buhle. Welcome, Buhle. How does it feel, guys, to have like two of the biggest songs in the country right now, eh? Mm. Must feel amazing, eh? Njenje.
It is amazing.
Yeah?
It is amazing. I won't lie. I mean, it's kind of cool. You're like, I have the biggest song, so you're like, yeah.
And yours is worldwide, even yours, ne? Sure. I think I sent you a video when they were singing, some guy was singing in Amsterdam or something.
Yeah.
Sheshakes, eh? So, do you know how I met Njenje the first time?
Yeah.
So, I went to... what's this place in Soweto? Ingress. Soweto Ingress with Catmaster.
Yeah.
So I get there, I'm like, fuck, this place is weird, man. They're playing this music, but the song, every song sounds the same. Like it's like one song the whole night. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So this guy, we outside, we're smoking. This guy comes to me, he's like, yo, man, love your shit, man. Used to listen to you at YFM, blah, 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 whatever. So I'm like, Catmaster, who the fuck is this guy? He's like, that's Angelic. Like, I don't know him. A week later, Shasha guess I came out. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's our life. Yes.
Remember that day, boy? I would say that song probably changed your life, ne?
Yeah, it really changed my life.
How did that song come about?
Yo, Vichu, that song, it was just a song for that weekend, but it turned out to be a song for that whole change of game.
Yeah.
A song. Yo, yonke umuntu, hey, uyacula ntanga, uwe vele, yay. It's me, dog.
Yeah. You worked, who did you work with?
With Demtuda.
Demtuda.
Yeah.
But wasn't Farmer meant to be on the song as well?
No, Farmer was accompanying me to Demtuda at the studio.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So Demtuda says comes through.
In the music world, it doesn't work like Benkona Nkona Nami. They can make a hit song. You're not singing. You're not producing. You're not.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fact.
Yeah.
So it in a way ilikateng go music world.
Yeah. So how yeah that ne? And you meet Demtuda, you hear the song. How do you come up with those lyrics, dog?
Sheshakeza was a song I used to sing with my sister back in the days where there were still live shows. So those acting live shows, Kokasi, Khunali, that choir, but choir thing, it's staging. So we went there, and I would play Sheshakeza, and then we came back to my sister, Rula Ribi, na Kuntlu. And then when we were recording go studio kanane like I'm fitela ka yo artist samuk record le ngoma le are sharp kantits kidi we to pu man ka thing
just like that. How long did it take you to make the song?
An hour.
Sure.
Yeah,
an hour to change your life. So
that's it.
Yeah.
Wow,
your life can change in an hour.
Yeah. And what went on before Sheshakeza?
I was a DJ.
You're just DJing,
yeah. Right? I was DJing.
Botali tipa so piano.
Young king.
Krenkren, where did piano start from?
So Demtuda, how did he know then that you can sing? For him to invite you to studio if you were just DJing?
No, Demtuda didn't invite me to the studio. We went to go see Demtuda because of Farmer was collecting music from Demtuda.
Oh.
Understand.
And it's like
that underground music.
Exchange.
Sharing. Yeah. One. Yeah.
And then he's like sing.
No, and then we were like there in the studio, we are chilling. Obviously, mina vele ngumuntu osiphaphelayo. Angaze ngahlala ngaba yish. Understand?
Steve.
Angikho Steve. Ngihlezi ngimi all over.
Yeah.
So uzobhora abantu at some point, yabo.
Yeah.
Because of our understand.
Yeah.
But when we understand and we look at Pambil, but look at when we look at still, yabo, it's in the TV.
Yeah.
And then you, Buhle, was it the same with him? Because, I don't know, before TJ said you must sing on his songs, did you know you could sing?
Yeah, of course I did.
Yeah.
I knew I could sing. Well, I started when I was a kid. I was like this tall, literally, when I remember, because the videos, and I was singing with my two sisters.
Yeah.
So they see my sisters all the time. They're like, oh, so adorable. And I was the one in soprano. So it made me more adorable. Everybody's like, wow, this is so
cute.
Imanyati sisters, me and my sisters.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's two of them and then Nam. So it was three of us, see Imanyati sisters. We sang in church, at school, family gatherings. Mina, I was alone in Kresham, so in Kula Kresham, and the ring is visa mama figizol.
Ngalo malanga Imanyati sisters.
Why? Why you think it would have been better?
Mona man magali. You know what I can sing, Joe.
And when you hear my sisters, they're almost the same as me.
Yeah.
Because they sound the same. They can also sing as good as me, you know, so yeah.
So why did TJ choose you out of your sisters then?
They didn't want to sing, I guess.
Mm.
I guess Lento Beifuna mean. You know what I always say? I say music chose me. I didn't like come running after it, but it chose me. That's why kungekho into enye engingayenza emhlabeni. You know, I can do other things after, but now, this is where God or fate or the universe wants me to be. So I am here. Literally, I can't think outside of music. I tried looking for a job. I tried looking for a school. Nothing. I got a decline over and over again. Tonguing and home music.
Yeah.
So everything. So TJ Young told us was cool. And you asked, she tried my sister. Nothing happened. She tried the other one. Nothing happened. When he came to me, banging.
Do you know who TJ is, so? Please tell Saul who TJ is.
I don't know where your TJ from. So I can't tell. I wouldn't know how to tell him.
That's my point. TJ is her sister's boyfriend.
Husband.
Husband.
Yeah, and we're all from Foslo, so we were like, oh, yeah.
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 Speaking about Foslo, before we get into music and stuff, please tell me, because I asked MFR Souls when I had them on the show, where do you think Mampiano started? Like, where does it come from?
Ish.
According to you, as a DJ as well.
I'm Peter Mampiano, Joe. I would say, East Rand, because of as I say East Dala, I mean, I'm from Guzas, I'm Dala's Shai Piano. Kaba is from the East. Ladi Audio Houseville from the East. All those guys, them students from the East.
Yeah.
But I'm not saying our buigup. But during that era, a lot of the gents were from the East. Cubs was Alex, I understand. So it's you difference because of Ukabs of a shy piano na another shy piano. But usually we stand a sport in a C1 a Comor.
Yeah.
E Comora iwe la piano pel shower fucked up. I la piano bal shamsu. So we wanna nokufika kwezinye amanye amakasi bayalidesha sekukhali hip hop. Yeah, so libhekane nawe kanje. Udlalela vele abantu abazelelo nakuphela bafune next. So imagine there's MFR Souls, there's them Tuda, there's Stoky, there's me, there's whoever, there's All those cats are piano, Joe.
So wait.
Line up from 6 o'clock to 6 o'clock. Kone ninda ope bati in lela like Alex. You busy wada? I stupid. I stupid ni Monday. Kona le enye pesi ya guyo ise upstairs so. That pesi wa flat.
Yeah.
Na mishu, unga ya ba uyo chai ba uye. Kumarama uya da flat. So, why?
So you figure ni so
TM way. Lounge.
TM Lounge.
Angengi kosho, mbuzu kapsu zokchela.
Yeah.
Ah, Battlefield.
So you figure
ni Battlefield.
Eso wetu.
Ah, eso wetu. uStoki.
Okay.
Mainly mina ngizokutshela nga mina the way mina ngazi ngakhona. Angithi umuntu unelwazi lakhe. Bakhona abo bantu elements, bakhona abo Sonic esowethu.
Yeah.
But mina uStoki mainly was the guy who bega sishaya ngepiano kasi.
Yeah.
Namanje.
Yeah.
Awazi ukuthi uluthola phi yena.
It's got a factory somewhere.
I know sekane studio sakhe.
Yeah.
Mara kuqala bika kushaya ngengoma yakho wena producer ikushaya umnandini.
Yeah,
ishawe uye.
Nice.
Ingoma yakho.
And then you Butle, how did you fall in love with piano? Because you started with gospel, you did a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, I started with a whole lot of things. I think it was in 2018 or 2017. I think somewhere there because I was doing Afro by that time and I was like, "Ish." Afro mania hambi hambi, and then I was like, okay, fine. There's this new sound. I'm a piano, and we say kaluk dominator actually, because selo ngi ba stubborn. You're like, no, Afro is my sound. I'm not going there. You know how you like being stubborn for no reason.
Man kumela ma piano.
Exactly. We start kumela ngi. We're like, no, this is my sound. I'm not moving. But then till this other time, I was like, man, come on. Okay, fine. This sound is here, and it's banging. Let me just try it out. See, so we'll take hamba kanjani maybe. Cause I was like, yo, umangzo champere kupit lama piano, umangzo tin. Cause it seems complicated. Ngatavantu be a piano or something, you know. So I went to there's this other guy from Foslo SK.
Yeah.
Wangklanga nisa no tags in DJ. Went to Tagzini. Tagzini was the guy. So I started singing, and I remember the first songs were Izwelonke. Recorded Izwelonke. Izwelonke was amazing. It was banging. So I can call that my first song for Amapiano. Yes, there were other songs. Eziliza Landela, Seasons on that project. But that was the first song, Amapiano. I think that's where actually people started to notice, to say, oh, she's singing.
Yeah.
And though a lot of people knew the song without knowing the face or knowing the person behind the song, but it was like, it's the first song anyway.
So how do you meet Josiah then?
I met Josiah through... No, it's through people I don't like anymore. Understand. It's people like Asashaisana. It happens, guys. You are humble, 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 and then you realize with these people are shitty, and that's it.
Who was shitty? Who would
happen? I was signed to this company for licensing.
Yeah.
And it was just shitty. It was just a shitty company. Did nothing for me. But then anyway, I met Josiah through that guy. And then we met Josiah. That guy was very controlling. Oh my God.
Josiah was controlling?
No, not Josiah, the other guy.
Oh.
Yes. The other guy.
Yes.
So.
But isn't it true that you were meant to work with Kabza before Josiah? You were meant to meet Kabza this morning.
Yeah.
And then he blue-ticked you the whole time. What's the story?
I was telling Saul, but I think a lot of people know by now because I made hints about Tuguti. It was a guy from Alex, and then I didn't mention names, but then people were like, man, during that time, there's only one guy who was big in Alex,
and that's
and that is him.
Do you know the story? Please tell them the story. Please tell them the story.
How magasi people? Okay, it's Amangampunga.
No, it is. Amangampunga. No, it was just a regular day, and then Ms. Logan, you know how Mosa Zama, you're always looking for connection. And DM abantu, you know, everything, trying to get. So luckily, we got a contact guys was from another guy in Alex. It's Juno Brown. And they were like, yeah, I know Kavza. I can
hook you up.
Yeah. And then he was calling Kavza like, there are people here in Iri. And then we took his numbers and then we called him. We were like, okay, fine, let's schedule a day. Come on this day. We came on that day. Bingsuga, I was from Foslo Ras. going to, I've never, mind you, angazi ngagibe li taxi, eh, Alex.
Yo.
It was so crazy. Ngithi ngimncane kangaka nkosi yami. Ngagibe li taxi yase Alex, and then TJ had to come up from work ukuthi azozongipick up Alex, and then ke sizozula ke siye kuGaza simfuna ukuthi yakuphi. We went and then we waited for him. Asese mfone la sesifika kasaba phone. Oh my God. Sesifikile ngila. I wasted my small money. Anganai. We got there. Ah, blue tick. Okay, fine. Let's just wait.
And you got there in the morning.
Let's just in the morning. I think it was around 9. Must speak. Blue tick. We waited. Okay, just let's give him time.
I mean, his cams are, by the way, and he's big.
He's big, so you have to
now
just like,
ifuna,
like, let's have patience. Samba says, "So tengo good, asna mal kuzugud la lapoguto. Okay, breakfast niyana, coffee. Let's just keep us awake. Tengi coffee. We wait. We call him. We start calling other guys now. Go, hey guys, an gagavo, an gagambo, ni maybe utini. Still nothing. So we still waited till abam phone. Abam like, ah, oh, guys. No, sorry, I'll call you in 15 minutes. Things are splash. So like, okay, it's cut. Like, say, I'm using it. It's cut, okay. I'm going to say, 11. Okay, fine. No, not at night.
Oh, I mean.
Yes, in the morning. So, Salim, that's still. And then nothing. And then he doesn't take his our calls again. Salim, that's food for the next hour. And then my second, can I remember food? No, guys, I'll call you back to Uguti News again, man. Sali in the food. And then I don't know what Bestians are phone. When I'm checking my phone, I'm like, hey, Baba, this guy is in Santin. Or was it Santin? I don't know. Okay, I don't know if it's Santin or not. Yeah. But he was with Maporisa. He left and went to Maporisa, I think. Like, yeah, okay. So now we've been waiting here. Now what do we do? So like, asas. So we call this other guy, Obengatui manager, or Rangmazu between, but he's from Alex. Then we called him. What he, I, Okaza Vela Simtoli, nanan. As long as Alex was my level, at least since I'm in the studio session, gangan. Magasisa to this other guy's, Kantugu Figu Josiah. That's actually the first time I saw Josiah. Wafiku Josiah na ivelu Josiah vele bega sese papnye nebo.
It sounds like a move.
Yeah, I was still like that. Yabona sonke vele sizimbashele she. Me wafika na uthi, ah mina ngina skills sase studio in usafona ngithi yo abantu base Alex ngizwile yibo akusaba clinics.
Put it next.
What's with Josiah? Yeah, no guys, you know what? Just come back later on. Sathithi okay fine. Mangivele emotweni ngathi angilapho bangazongihlanyela akibathi nix angifuni nix yase Alex lapho bese kushaya isikhathi bo 1 bo 2 isikhathi, so we just left and then that's how things ended with that guy. Till after I guess somebody just had food for the second time, we were like, oh, it's you. Let's create something, let's operate. And then yeah, plus at least he was a cool guy. Bese iphelile le crutch le yakudala ukuthi ngikwatile abafana base Alex.
At least
ngoba abafana shim
ukusizile umama.
Hayibo ngeke
wena thula nana.
Fuck man. that's a song
right? Emotion. That is a song.
I remember I was in Soweto New Year's Eve. When did it come out? 2018, 2019? The last New Year's we had, guys. We didn't have a New Year's last year. The last New Year's we had.
That means 2019.
2019,
yeah.
I was in Soweto. That was the song they played at midnight. Tulanana. Yeah, no, that song is sure.
It's an emotional song.
Yeah, how did that song come about?
That song was my first time recording No Cabs. So I went to...
Or at least
Gabza.
We don't all have like disappointments from Gabza. So.
Yeah, he didn't blue tick you.
Hi, Gabza has always been my boy. So. Always been my boy from Dallas, Dala song. Okay, one.
Yeah.
One, I booked Gabza. I was like, give me a line. Dallas, as I charge a 1.5.
Serious.
Book I out here me. Nah, Dallas bang chole la magig na ya Alex. I one. So. Kabza yang phone yena, hey man, Jenji, yeah, sure. Ha man, zwakala, nizosha something no same. Mm. Yeah, one. Something so it.
Something so it,
yeah.
I'm figured out how I feel and I'm hey, yo, hey, Sam, yo, hey, can you
studio? Yeah.
Is I want Sugupor, I want Sugu, studio Sagama Porres. I'll come that she usemang palele something, I want. Just like that, in Jacket to Gumchel, I want. Same at Hayas in Jench. Unengu sing on it.
Yes.
We are pande, laying on it. Yeah, shango, shango, manga, and it is a sing on it. I want. Angel, yeah, I'm chill. Nana chula ngiyabuya yabona. Like say I create, I won't come ideas and then I go on mina ngifaka some yabona
unka nje. So it's collaborative.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how it came about. It's so spiritual yango.
Ah.
Shut na noma ungathi uyazibamba ne ikhala samwe kumoto edlulayo uthi wena uyizwa. Mara ungizwa lapha ngithi chula. Uyawuza na ukuthi leyo uthi khuluma nami le. Understand? So injalo it so yabonisa ukuthi ihlanganise imi amanye ama forces.
Yeah, even the beat is crazy.
Yeah, ibona mfethu. So
that's one of my favorite piano songs ever. Yeah, I think it's a classic, ne so.
Yeah, you can say it's a classic.
It's a classic.
Shout out to the Chances.
When you shout a classic fella because even Shesha Geza is a classic.
Yeah, I think
you can still rock it now, right?
I think
Mina. Yeah.
I'm a classic man.
All right, let's talk about Mama. So now you meet Josiah. Is that the first song you guys do?
We did a whole bunch of songs. Just Mama was just in between. Because we're doing a project. We're doing a joint album. So Mama was just part of the songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You heard the story about Mama and Norm Seven's way to the beefs.
Hey.
Hey, Angelic.
Yeah.
What's the truth with behind that song? Everybody wants to know.
Everybody wants to know, and the honest truth is, there's no drama behind that song.
No, there's drama.
Honestly, Imama, ne. I wrote Imama and the Rings Lelel and just having Ketugumaz. So literally we created an album in 1 week. All the songs were created in 1 week. So Ketugumaz sings as a pindabazako. Angmaz, I just come to his house, I see the wife and the kid, and then like, okay, fine, I'm just here to work. I don't anything. So now I put me in the to Mama, hey, but I'm like, me? Guys, it's fate or unkulunkulu because yenzela ke angeneki mongbalisa ngoba I don't know anything.
Mara, when you hear the rumors, it's gotta make sense to you.
It does.
Let's be honest, so
It connects, but that's why I need to maybe it was those special forces zangena gimi zati pali mama because me I didn't know anything, you know.
Have I'm you met Josiah's
going
wife?
Going to drink and mind my business.
Have you met Josiah's wife?
Yeah, a lot of times. Yeah. I mean, at his house.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and I.
Do you guys get along?
No.
You don't get along.
I don't have a problem with her, but I know that.
Yeah.
She's.
Yeah, I can tell you don't get along because you sang but Mama with passion.
Hi, bo. But still, I'm saying that I didn't know anything. Me.
There's no way what you cannot know. There's no way.
What can I do?
Yeah.
The problem, Lana, Iwan, ne. The studio is good.
Good, Josiah.
Why? Endlini, yabona. The problem is the studio is endlini. Endlini kunomama nomntwana.
Exactly.
Kungena ubuhle.
Yes.
Uqula kahle. Mina the way ngisho mina ngakhona ngithi wonke umuntu oyicabangayo uzoyicabanga ngendlela yakhe. Uzoyicabanga ngendlela yakhe mara. Oh. Eish. Askisi thinga ukuphinde futhi. Mara uyayibona ukuthi nayo maka ngayithatha like mase sekuyilandwa vele FBI ukuthi ha. Yeah, uyabona
sesibiza konke nama Interpol kuthi amanisincedeni ngale
ndaba. That is not my fault.
When I see fault yakho, wena uke faultini.
Yeah. 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 When are you doing your job?
Yeah.
You know?
So a lot of people hate me, but I don't
when
care.
Maybe when mean, I get sex cool my mean.
Okay, fine.
Maybe when I eat my bone, good here, and Natty, who says staring up and at a comb, Nan, via Nina. Outing in Bamber and Nan, when getting a lyric. Mama! Mama! Running season! I wait out to say staring, and I got away being out to have a little.
Tell me about your relationship with them, Tura, man. How did it come about that you started working with them? Did it start with Shesha Vele or you guys met way before?
No, we met way before.
Yeah.
As a producer, and it's mean as a DJ. Yeah. I know Mthuda is a producer. The first time I met Mthuda was, I think it was his birthday, somewhere in Foslo. It was my first time going to Foslo. I was accompanying Luna in 11. I say, figure la payana, how now, Mthuda. Hey, sure. Mthuda always had that thing, I sang pay, Mara, later on, Sessia Vaya, Untanga Segarina, my Janga, Ungawari, I sunk, Mvaye. And then, few days, few weeks, farmer, hey, Mfetu, yeah, hey, man, Fetu, Mthuda, we know him through. Quish and Jomo. Okay. There's some guy called Jomo.
Those from Foslo.
Yeah. There's some guy called Jomo who hooked me up with Quish. Mm. Even Tagzin, I was hooked up by Jomo. Mm. He's a underground collector. He likes music. Yeah. He's just fascinated like that guy would talk about you. Was a bagnan you want. Yeah, into him. How are you?
He's from Foslo.
Yeah, he's from Foslo. Nkhlane naye. Hayi nje, ha uzomawaza uhlana nomthuda yabona. Ashayiki kangibize. Nkhlane namagents, asiqina sesicavana yabona. Udawuntanga nayo ya DJ nawo uyadlala. Hayi connection. Sengiyamazi.
Yeah.
Not ukuthi ngimbona njalo, angina transport, angina car.
Serious?
By then mina. Yo, pingina car cha yo. Next.
Don't say that, Jay.
Pengene akara, pengene pitli linga isa ku mechanic, wangu noka yonu mechanic. Ngathola seka kipa ma interior. Pezu kwenye trupe ku pengene pete, wangu kataza ku kina. Nga vile nga tafo.
Hai, nana tula.
Nai, nana tula.
So, ngatanga na naye. And then, gawa inda wazoguti, sesu nukbona na.
Frequent.
Yeah, one. Yeah, I'm Tura. Sure. Yeah, sure. And then the next day, farmer. I'm fanas vai guntanga. One, I'm velun tanga velai. Ushayi lenga. One, like on pesla kasla kalento ishi. One, I'm guntanga. I'm too interest. I'm not. Vai guntanga. Shayi ngoma. Futi asang sa shayi shake zaka. Shayi se abaniga. Kone nindi petu Tura. Petu farmer, Bahamba no jelly.
Oh, yes, I know that one. Yeah,
it was a big song underground. And then when Shesha Keza blew up, yo,
how was it like working with him? Because I think he's one of the greatest producers we have, piano producers. Temtuda, how shy number, boy? Am I lying so?
Too much.
But you've never worked with him, have you?
Don't you know Wamuhle?
Oh, yeah!
And the boy Mamele, much.
Exactly, oh, yeah. And that's Jellic on the chorus.
Yeah. Shit.
And
man.
Me.
Yeah.
And Mthuda.
Yeah. How did the Casper track come about?
It was pretty simple. I knew Abidoza, well, not that much, but like I knew him.
Yeah.
And then he was hitting me up, like, hey, come, let's work and all of that thing. So he called me out the other day. I was like, okay, fine. Send me a location. Spangye. That day I didn't even have transport also myself. So I was like, yo, I'm going to come here.
Yo, I don't have transport.
Yeah.
You know this thing called Ubers?
Yeah, I'm a man. And then what do you do?
Ah, you have the biggest song.
Nisuke e first loras ngubeng yo figa e mi trend.
Tengi moto. Tengi bidli yaga njenge.
Angisho is after. The biggest song angisho is after.
Okay, okay.
And like it's not like work but a million upfront.
Eh.
Yeah.
So manje to this shoot was singing. Did you walk from first?
Oh, okay, okay. Like singing,
okay.
Kezo. Yeah. So I asked my dad, Babuam, Kabango Baba Magazan, Nelism Tendum Fundis, and Tendum Cap and Fitz as I can things with Yens. And then one cup, so let's leg in the lane, but till we got there, when you think Tiangana, I go look at it. Eri doza uhlala kumenshini. Kanjani? Like, okay. And then I go in, now uyazongilanda emnyango. Like, yeah, hi. I go in, calling scan, call the place. I'm like, khona lamalayoni ahleli la emnyango. Why lamalayoni lawa afamile? Ngathi ngake ngabona ku Instagram or somewhere. When I go in, there's Casper's chilling there. Like, oh, what? Okay, nobody told me this.
You never met him before.
I never met him before. Ngishona segigi.
Ngithi lendlu inothise ngelayoni.
Ngelayoni. Ngithe mangena emnyango ngathi le lion le.
No, you know what you do.
No more man can have that lion.
You notice these things on Instagram and pela when you post, we check out and it's like, oh, okay, Ula. This is probably his house or something. So mina nga notice ngamalayoni. I guess that's when I knew uthi ngiyangena. I asked him the lion maranga ngena endlini and he was chilling there like, ah, mama. Guess what, I'm like, oh, what, he's singing my song. Oh, that's so cute.
Yeah.
And then yeah, he was happy about me getting there also. Like, yeah, I got a song for you. So in my mind, I'm busy thinking with, okay, so this is not a coincidence. He actually hit me up or wired through Abby Doza or whatever to say, yeah, let her come to studio. You know, so I was like, oh, okay, it's not a coincidence. Okay, I'm here intentionally. Ah, let's do this. And then you were like, yeah, let's go to studio. I went to studio. And then we started recording, man.
Yeah.
We recorded like, I don't know, 3 songs because we stayed all night.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, even we're chatting, Jane, recording. So it was just a nice, chilled
gems
vibe. Jam studio session. Wang Mameli's album, Black Elong. I was like, yeah. He's like, oh, let me add on this song. I want to add here. Let's put on something here. So it was just your nice, chill.
And you
vibe.
Wrote the lyrics from scratch, ne?
From Siatandana.
Yeah, Siatandana.
Yeah, he left the studio. Because I said there was a tweet that was saying something in people are busy telling me. But either way, I see.
What tweet is this?
Hey, where now?
I think it's
the tweet he says he wrote the song.
Yeah.
Because he said he wrote the whole thing.
The whole thing. I'm like, okay.
Wow. Wait.
So what happened is, I think he was trying to make me comfortable. Because obviously, you know, when you're still starstruck, we know that as a
starstruck by Casper.
I mean, I've never met him before, and I mean, I'm telling us. Hey, so I was still like, okay, fine, man, I'm under pressure, you know. So I think he just went out to make me comfortable.
Yeah.
At the studio, so my sevens are in the studio. It was me and Abby. He was on production, recording me and everything, and I kept going in and out the mic. Obviously, I just recorded, you know. Actually, those like was like. Yeah, you remember the song like this? And then we started singing on the song. I was like, yeah, this song actually works. I took my phone and then ngafuna amagama to put on because it's that song.
World, hold
what
on.
What have you done in my future?
World, hold on.
Bob Sinclair.
Bob Sinclair.
Yeah, mina phela bengise semncane. So that's what happened. And I recorded and then he came in after. Kana sienza lezi ezinye.
So he didn't write anything on that song.
He only came with his verse. I wasn't even there.
And let's be honest, if you listen to that song, it sounds like Buhle featuring Casper. Like that verse was not needed, let's be honest. Or
Nkulumamang. Ay, mina ngas.
Fuck it, God. The fuck is this?
Anish D.
Anish D.
But one thing I will commend Casper is, you know, he's a hip-hop guy, but jumped on the piano wave, which I feel like a lot more hip-hop guys should be doing. Because we own it, you know what I mean? It's our sound.
But when it comes to Casper, I feel like Casper's one of those smart guys. He jumped on piano even before anybody else jumped on it. He jumped on it. What's that song? Remote Control. It was sort of a piano.
Oh, the one that bass did.
Yeah.
Remote Control. And then along with his anger, so actually, Bega's pete gaso. I test my hotels, but still pushing the hip hop scene.
Yeah.
But then also doing ama piano.
What do you think about hip hop guys jumping onto ama piano?
Ah, Joe, it's ama collaboration samnand. In fact, angina stress kutuma nwenzani. We are in it for ukuthi changing impilo zethu. Leyo ukuthi sizolo ukuthi for the culture, for the culture. We will lamba ne culture njalo. Culture yalambisana mfana. Ngitshela manga because of why abantu they run away from the rural areas laba khule khona nge culture but to the urban areas. Mm-hmm. It's not because of they want to die in the culture. Bafuna ukuchange impilo zabo, go to the urban world. Ngeke uyitholi ulwethe ku culture. I understand because of when was a spa.
Yeah.
So take a spa, so take so but yeah, it's example ngibonisa yona when it comes to the game.
Mm.
Hamba nabahambayo mawusale usala nabasele. So a lot of hip hop cats banalento yokuthi lo sekacula amapiano, so baba ne ifana ne beef ye afro namapiano. You understand? It's these things are necessary.
Yeah, and it's music at the end of the day.
Yeah, it is music at the end of the day. You wanna
umkhulu yawina
ikhulu
la ka Casper no buhle liyenze
la ka buhle.
Iculo lele la kabuhle no Casper.
Azoke.
Lenza amasimba ndoda orkanti manje.
Yeah.
Manje sikhuluma ku manje mina nawe siyakhuluma so khona emshayayo uqula manje.
Yeah. 100%.
But wena unebeef ukuthi lo muntu akayenzi ini wenza ini.
Yeah.
At the end of the day music.
I think it's an argument of saying ukuthi sometimes people are like I want to be true to myself, I want to stick to this because this is where I started. I know a lot of people use that word with angihambi nomoya. But then I think it gets difficult and it's different because this is South Africa. We always have a new genre every day. And now there's amapiano. So I understand.
She used to come.
I've been hopping. I don't think there's none that's released. I was really poor back then. So I remember the last song I did, Yekom Beti. Beitin. Sidlali qomo qomo ngaphakathi bapha bathakathi bazodani da isona sidlali qomo ngaphakathi bapha bathakathi bazo angazi bazoyenza
ngenye into lapha emuva ti
yeah uyayazi
ngiyathanda igqomo.
Yeah.
You should see me mangijayveli gqom. Even
but
now.
But it's still nice. I think gqom will. It's one of those. It will live forever, though it doesn't have that much vibe now. Maybe because there's amapiano, but it will live forever. Yeah. It still hasn't died in Durban, and there's some provinces where they're playing gqom. Because when I go to gigs, kona bataba shy. Exactly, Eastern Cape. Eastern Cape, they love gqom.
Ebona mayingena wonke umuntu uyazilungisa.
Balanda ma t-shirt, it's gonna get sweaty.
I remember, speaking of David, I remember so I'm broke. I catch a lift with Catmaster to Durban. And then we meet up with Njenje. He was playing at some car wash. Sakhumbule Durban July.
Yeah, what's that place?
Kwamash. So, my man, like, to me, 1,000 rand is a lot of money at that time. You know what I mean? This nigga comes up to me, he's like, yeah, boy, sing clock 120,000 just today.
Yes!
Yeah, I'm along with you,
eventually. Yeah!
Yes!
besebenza kulawa malanga lelo weekend leyo nje that since sida from Thursday.
We even went to the all white party.
Since from Thursday till the all white party.
Yeah.
Monday we went to what's that place? That one next to Max. Ayati.
Ayati, yes. Yeah.
Monday.
Yeah, yeah.
Stokey was playing at Max.
Yeah. Before that, were you making any money? Max.
Before that?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was making money, but not like making money out of the song.
Manje, shy game, not much. Isn't just a game.
You're playing both a lama piano there on the Devon July thingy.
I'm singing just a game. I'm just working my path.
How much is it to book you now?
It's anti-class.
Hey,
but for bookings, email elmaestro7@itlife.com.
Because I remember you did a lot of free gigs before you started getting paid,
right? You're asking, you're basically begging the promoter or the manager, the club manager, like a thing to get for free. But that helped me because a lot of people were talking about it like, yo, you have a beautiful voice, don't ever stop. So a lot don't ever stop living, telling him taller at every free gig is the one that kept me going.
Sure, but wasn't
you
it tough?
You know what you're doing it right.
But wasn't it tough because you've got a kid at that time?
It is tough. I'm normal. You put me in that way. So we are normal. You're like, oh, yes, I'm better. Yes, we are. And he says, I'm pushing people. But, I mean, I'm making money now.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's also trusting the process. The process isn't easy.
Mm.
But you're just trusting the process. You have to one day, lentils will pop. You know how you say "shaletembin"? Shaletembin. That's the honest shaletembin. Because every day you're like "ngilinyelang." Oye kigi ni apu mama. Pela mo yema kigi no ma halunga zo amund. I want to be shalagan.
Yeah.
And they're just looking at this cute short child. Upis la paya nugu an kulelanje. They're just watching you.
Yeah.
So some lovers was like, you're doing something good. You're doing something great. Don't ever stop. But then it didn't feel that way when you're in state because big Tusanyana, just everybody's just looking at you like you're crazy.
Yeah.
But still, that kept me going also because you thought, like one day. Even Namanje, I'm still saying one day. Thank for the private jet.
Oh, nice. Ooh. I like that. Let's manifest. Let's manifest. Where are the candles? Mesh, can you show the candles here? Let's manifest.
Thank you very much.
And then, Mawiyama Kikin, where was the kid? Who are you leaving the kid with?
With my mom.
Your mom.
He still lives with my mom, even now.
Mm.
Because... And you should but then come back home.
Yeah.
So now I've even moved out of home. And I met my mom because even when I moved out of home, now I'm much busier. So I'm always just traveling. So we say, hey, baby, I'm still here. And sometimes I feel like, Nita, when I ask you, you're so proud of me. We are jealous.
The crazy story I heard is when you used to take him to studio.
Yeah.
And he'd be singing.
Yeah.
And you had him in his back, in your back.
You know that studio, ne? It was studio in my lula. We started recording in my lula. Shame that guy, you fistos, we got to melo unkulu unkulu. Like, I believe in your talent also. Just you can come, because we got rent out the studio, so I can understand. And he allowed us to come and do a studio mahala. So shout out to Fistos. I don't know where he is now, but shout out to you, Fistos. I was like, you can use my studio for free. We can do this thing. I'll mix it for you and do everything for you. So my son figured out long figure num tuan and baby le nizin toza corn and now it's time to record. And you know how kids like making sounds. Baby lem colo usatu mutu mut at ew. And then beso hambile all this way so tuli le melukale le pan foot or you cut or logo pizuyas wagale move a kale foot like nimbege la pants nimgalele pants next to the mic. But then now I'm cool so loud because and then he wakes up and then makes noise again. So you understand the struggle.
Sure.
To anyone who's in studio, they literally, because people come to studio.
Yeah.
So
Can you, you know, you're just always asking favors. Mm. And among anamali, you can't make things happen. Money has power.
100%.
Honestly.
Yeah.
So, namu mamam sometimes being no wish with ngabe ngathi ngimshiya nemali. Betwa sometimes nayo beka khathala ukuthi ungizela umntwana lana inini, you know. Mm. No father, no anything. So, it's just me trying. God kind of difficult.
No, I can imagine, man.
Yeah.
And then, Jenje, apart from hits, who are you smashing?
Oh.
That just went south very quickly.
Because remember, the hip-hop guys used to have all the groupies. Now the piano boys are cleaning, boy.
Oh, is it because we're talking about babies? That's why you're asking about smashing?
Yes.
Hmm. Yeah.
I'm not smashing anyone.
Ah, look at it.
I'm smashing my girlfriend.
Uh-huh. Mara, she's your day one, ne? You've been with her since, ne?
No.
Okay. Tell her, manje.
I'm telling her, manje. Tell her, kona lendlele. Mas lugu samba, nje, lendlele, nsatanga.
Mara, you know what I'm saying, eh, Butle? These piano guys are cleaning, ne?
They're cleaning
all the girls, ne?
Butle Mos is a piano girl, ne?
No,
she's
a church girl.
I'm not cleaning anybody.
No, if you are not cleaning, then you are being cleaned.
That's a good one. Guys, give me a break now.
Okay, no.
That's why, these are things like this. There's a thing for my trend.
I withdraw my statement. Mm. I withdraw. Yeah. Comrades, I withdraw.
So you're loyal to your woman. You don't have side chicks, nothing. Groupies.
I'm loyal to. I used to have side chicks.
Oh, you used to.
Yeah.
Okay.
But it's a necessary.
Yeah, ne. I think so too.
You end up spending money, unnecessary money.
Yeah. What do you spend your money on now? Because you got money, dog.
I don't have money.
This guy's rocking. Do you know how many gigs he gets a weekend, dog?
I mean, a lot.
Yeah.
20.
Yeah.
We clocked that like 2 years ago in a weekend.
But you know what I liked? He renovated his mom's house.
Mm.
He's got like a pool. Because I watch your status because I'm following you. So he's got like a pool there with his name on it.
I've seen that pool.
Yeah. What else are you doing with your money? Because we don't want you guys to die broke, you know, like previous artists.
I've invested all my cash at home. Yeah, I'm renovating homes.
Yeah, homes.
Beautiful.
Nice. So, yeah, I'm getting into, I'm venturing in another businesses as well.
Nice, we have to, man. And you, how are you doing, how are you handling your money?
Angeli told us to open funeral policies.
That's one of the most important things in life.
Mm.
No one will tell you.
Mm. True story.
No one will tell you about the funeral policy.
He did say it.
You lie.
No one will tell you about the funeral policy. You'll see the ad will play from during the day until, but you won't open the funeral policy. And
you
then
won't.
When you die,
that's
people have to donate and do all those things. So to avoid that, Maxa Semnandi, and it's cheap, Joe.
Yeah.
True.
From what we're getting.
Yeah. Speaking about death, man, how did you guys feel about the death of Mpura and Killer Cow?
Joe, it marks 1 month since the gents have gone. Past week, I was passing by their site there at Rustenburg. I had a gig on Thursday at Rusty Grand Cafe. So on my way back, I passed the Joe Aish. This is sad.
Mm.
We will never forget, especially for our era of music. It's a great loss. So Aish, I knew the gents way before Joe. Especially Killer and Todd. Because Todd was Joe's DJ. Todd was my boy. Used to go with Todd. But, yeah.
Sure. And you, when you heard the news?
It was devastating. Because I just woke up. I think it was around 12. And then when I pick up my status, people are like, I can't believe it. They're posting pictures like, what the fuck is going on? Mm-hmm. And then I started asking questions. I thought I wasn't going to cry, but I just cried anyway. I couldn't help it. I cried anyway. So it also hit me so hard. Now, well, I was close, not that close, but I was closer to Mpura and Ukila. I think I met the other guy once. Who was the driver? Who was the road manager? Yabo Mpura.
UTD,
yes. I met TD. I remember we were in Nelspruit. And then TD was just chilling in the car. Abompura, while they're inside the house, we were chilling in the house, and he's outside. I'm like, Ivo, I went out, like, why are you chilling outside?
And mind you, TD agapuz.
Agapuz.
Next.
Remember agapuz. Asking him everything, like, why are you chilling? Come inside. But I was like, no, I'm fine. I think Unomoro Pants or something was just because I met him that day. I was just chilling. I was like, just like Mutunya. I had to drive the guys and whatnot. I was like, oh, okay, fine. And then I went in. And then we chilled in Abompur. Yeah. So I think that's the other guy I knew from the others who passed away. I didn't know them that well. So it really hit me hard. Yeah. Mpura was the closest. We just did a song together.
Oh, wow.
It's the song that I just released right now. It's called Amawaza. Mm. And I feel like it's very relevant to this moment because I'm basically speaking about with Sfigile and the Soyenza Amawaza. So it says Sfigile, Sbuile, Senzum Rivit. Like, I was ready because I was so excited the day we were doing that song. There's a live on Forbes's Instagram. I was so excited. We're like, yeah, Mpura. Yeah. Let's do this. Like, Mpura was coming. Guys, Mpura vega figile, vega figile song.
Sure.
Very hard. Like, I was singing. I was so excited about his career because Mkumbula and I met him Dala when we were still Masayans of Mama and Chusai. That's when I met him. So yeah, everything, we got close. We're always laughing, sihlupana literally all the time. So when he's Namanje, I can't believe, because every time the song plays, I perform the song.
Oh, yes.
Ish. And every time I always say, Maguza, his verse, I'm always like, shout out to the gents, shout out to Mpura, RIP gents, peace my gents. Because I still can't believe it. Like, it's still, I think it feels a bit surreal to me even now, because I just chill. And then when I go through Instagram or whatever, and then I see his face, I'm like, damn it. Irrealization, it keeps kicking in.
You know which song I liked by his? Mom, shopping
I for.
Slaps different.
It slaps different, dog.
His mother is just like the word.
And that song for me describes, you know, you guys will correct me if I'm wrong, what you guys are doing right now. Like, and when I say you guys, piano artists, you know, you come from a poor background, and you're just trying to make money to provide for your families. In a nutshell, right? Would I be correct in saying that, Njeje?
No, we're doing this to feed our families and to avoid certain things which are done by our generation.
Yeah.
Meaning crime, drugs. But with music, we know, people will have fun. Samba song gets chubbly.
And it's in the blood, boy.
Too much, Joe. I mean, I'll fail the piano, Joe.
Yeah.
I'm not going to chill, but I die for piano,
Joe. Yeah. All right, cool. Let's play a game. It's called One Must Go, ne? So I'm going to give you two artists. And you must tell me which artist
I'm
must
always
go.
Afraid of those games.
Don't be afraid. This one is easy. Let's go. Are you ready? Nchenche? Let's go. I'm going to start with you, Butle. Lady Du, Kamumpela, One Must Go.
Yeah.
Kamumpela.
Kamu!
You said One Must Go, right? So I'm taking Lady Du.
Lady Du's from Force Lodge. She'll never go.
Lady Du,
remember?
I'm taking Lady Du.
So Kamumpela must go.
I don't care. If you put Lady Du and other people, I don't care about the other people. You can say Casper. I don't care. Lady Du.
Okay. And you, Njenje?
Between Lady Du and Kamumpela.
Yeah, who must go?
I, Lady Du.
Must go?
Kamumpela is from Qatar.
She's from the south.
Yeah, you are choosing Cassie.
Come on.
Which Cassie do you think has the best talent with regards to Mapiano? Right now.
Right now. Yo, so piano is from all angles now.
Mara Soweto that is rocking now, ne?
Just because of I'm from Soweto.
Oi, Foslo. Foslo is still rocking.
Bro. Yeah, it's still
Foslo is still rocking.
Still rocking. Foslo
is rocking, yeah. Guys. Perfect,
man. Okay, cool. Next one. Kabza the Small versus Demtuda. Like what how? Must go?
How versus how?
You must blue tick one.
Yeah. Kabza versus Demtuda. What must go?
Yeah, let me see.
Your son's life depends on it.
Come on. Demtuda.
Must go.
Wow.
Yeah.
But it's a blue game. Tick. It's a game.
But then, you know, you also have to think about it. But it's a game.
But Kabza blue ticked you.
But we fight now.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah, but it's a game.
The past is always in the past, guys.
True. And you, Njenje, Kabza Demtuda?
It's a game.
It's not personal.
Obviously, I'll choose Demtuda not to go.
Yeah, but it's obvious.
Obvious.
You think so?
Yeah, Demtuda.
You worked with both
of them? I met Shesha Keza before Nana Tula.
Yeah. Oof. You're right, though.
It's a game.
Who do you think is the king of Mapiano, though?
No king.
Aye. No king.
But Kabza is the king of Mapiano.
But no king.
But when I'm saying no king, Kabza is the king of Amapiano. According to Kabza, he is the king of Amapiano.
According to you.
According to me, I'm Dr. Kandai. I'm a doctor of Amapiano.
Doctor. And who do you diagnose as king?
Yeah, doctor? I'm a doctor. Mtuda is the John Wick. He's a landlord. You understand? So we must not cause confusion, corrosion.
Thank you so much. Let's not make a pandemic.
No, let's not create a pandemic, eh?
Busta 99, Vegra Deep.
Busta 99 stays.
Okay, so Vegra must go.
Yeah, Vegra must go.
Vegra must go. Okay. Where are Njenje?
Who must go between Vegra and
Busta 99?
I now choose Vegra not to go.
Yeah, why?
Vegra has been Vegra. He's always been, and he came to the game first before Busta. And Vegra is always international. He's always having those international gigs. Even now, maybe somewhere in the UK.
Do you guys have aspirations to go overseas?
And I can't wait to work with the boy.
Yeah.
So I'm just waiting for the right time.
Do you want to go overseas?
I also want to work with Pasta at some point.
I mean, do you want to go overseas?
I'm going to overseas soon.
You go to the UK, ne?
I'm going to Ghana and then I'm going to UK.
Oh, when are you going to Ghana? We're going to Ghana as well.
And I'm going to Mozambique as well for the old ship. Pop up.
Okay, cool.
Two old ships.
Two old ships. We don't know that one. Do we know that one?
Two old ships.
Last November and first December.
Oh, I don't know
booked
that
for
one.
The whole for wow. The two trips.
Cheers.
Bye. We talk to
you.
All right.
I'm cruising.
Yeah.
Josiah Jazzy Q. One must go.
Tick tock. Tick tock. Tick tock. Tick tock.
Butle. This one should be simple.
It's not. It's not. It would have been simple like maybe months back, but it's not simple. Things change all the time.
But it's a game.
It's a game. Yeah. So,
who must go?
Mr. Jezik.
Jezik, ne? Jezik must go, yeah.
Why are you agreeing? He's the king. Ivo.
And you, Jalik, who do you think, who must go?
Between Mr.
Jezik and Josiah.
Aye, Josiah can go.
For real?
Jezik is my boy, Joe.
Eh? And if he wasn't your boy?
It's a game.
When what happened with do you know why they split up?
When
you
know she knows. When I say it's a game, I'm saying I like Josiah Jay-Z's style.
Yeah.
Like not in terms of the music side, but the lifestyle side.
The whole package. Yeah.
And from knowing him from long time ago.
Yeah. Okay. What happened with Jazz Disciples?
I'm not part of Jazz Disciples.
No, but you were there. You know what happened. Oh, you know the story.
Bring
I don't know. Like, I guess there's money.
Why does no one ever want to talk about this? What's like?
I don't
was
know.
It that bad?
There's money and there's other things. So I don't know, guys. Yo.
So it's about money.
Hey,
not a woman. The story of a woman.
What?
There's a story of a woman. There's someone child the other's woman.
Who has a woman?
You know
you
what
should
happened?
Already know.
Do you know what happened? What happened is they were charging the same groupie. Wabon? And then Josiah caught feelings.
Yes.
Wabon? And it became a problem. Because the guy was meant to be a hit and run, but he stayed. He didn't run.
Oh, you said they were chowing that?
Yes. It's like you and Farmer or you and Demtuda chowing the same girl. But then Demtuda catches feelings.
And then
am I lying? Eh?
And then that chick
take a sip.
I am thirsty.
And then that chick
is now Josiah's baby mama.
Yay. Buksha seems to disagree.
The facts are a bit wrong,
Nebuk.
Am I lying or not? Take a drink if I'm
lying. I'm not disagreeing. I'm not saying anything.
Yeah.
Serious.
Yeah. But that's what
in
I.
In the. I
Anish TV. Anish TV.
But why doesn't anyone want to talk about that?
I think maybe it's too personal, so. It's a sensitive tone.
Okay, so if it's personal, why put it in a song then?
Are we back there again?
How is it mama?
Mama.
I cannot believe it now that we are back there again.
You
know?
So you can't confirm or deny?
I'm not saying anything, Shem.
Okay. All right. But I think she just confirmed it.
Yeah.
Because she didn't deny.
Exactly.
All right. Next one. Sir Trill Daliwonga.
Daliwonga.
Must go.
No, Settle can go.
Ah. You don't feel him.
No, not that I don't feel him. He was disrespectful. So.
He's disrespectful.
Settle.
What did he do to you?
He was disrespectful towards me. Wangene indaba zam.
What happened?
Oh, I couldn't get in the bazaar with the past guys I was working. He's working with the guys that I'm working with now. The guys, the contract guys, TJ.
Yes.
And being an Anix night, but you know, I was fag. I didn't have a problem that he's working with them.
Yeah.
But I was fag in the bazaar. So he was calling in to disrespect me and the things that he used to say. Talking to other people, so NJ.
Are you still cool with TJ?
Really like no, we're not.
Ah, no ways, man. You guys started together.
We started together. It's very beautiful. That one, I'll never lie. We started together. We did everything together. It was a cool journey. But then in some way, it got toxic. It became a toxic relationship. But then when I started voicing out about how I felt that I don't like this, I don't like that, and then yena waithatha kwaba enye into enkulu engaka. And then now, so you know, it just became too complicated. So
is it weird now when you have to go to your sister and he's there? Because he's still family.
He is still family. He separated us, but then still trying to get along with her.
Oh wow. So Trill Daliwonga?
I'm very close with Dali.
Oh Dali. You guys have a track together, ne?
Yeah.
When is it coming out?
Soon. I'm dropping it soon.
Oh nice. Alright, last one. Stokey Kelvin Momo.
I don't know. I'm not so close to them. I wouldn't know much.
Yeah. So you gotta keep both of them.
Let me see, Stogi, Kelvin. Hey, I've never even spoke to them.
But this one is a bit tricky for Buhle, because Buhle doesn't know the DJ side of
DJ. Yeah, it's the DJ side, so I'm not.
Yeah.
Really.
Obviously, you should know Babalwa from Kelvin Momo's side.
Yeah.
In terms of music.
Yeah, I know Babalwa.
Because she's a vocalist. Yes. Okay, and I get you. So who would you take? Stogi versus Kelvin Momo, who must go?
Ah, Stokey's a hot man, Joe.
Yeah. I'm a Kelvin Shay number,
we are talking about this versus. It's tricky because
it's a very tricky versus.
They both play private school piano, but Stogi is the
godfather.
But
godfather,
I guess that's why they're in the same category, because they play
But Stogi is a godfather of the whole.
How old is Stogi, man? He looks like he's 50.
Yeah. How can you ask me that? I don't even know how old is DJ Stogi, but I think he's on his 40s.
Yeah, no, but great guy, man. Oh, great wow. guy. Yeah, great guy. Great guy, man. I was with him, I told you.
Yeah.
Great guy. Anyway, so Buhle, what's happening? What are we busy with right now?
EP. I'm just still pushing the EP, and I'll see whether I'm doing the launch. So the EP is titled Sfigile.
Okay.
And it's 4 songs on them. It's Amawaza, the one featuring Basta and Bura. And then it's Pillow Talk featuring Untogzin, you know Untogzin.
Yeah.
And then it's Singili also featuring Togzin Nutaskipa. And then it's Nimnandi featuring Kaba Canal.
Oh, nice. That sounds dope, man. And you? Pela, festive is almost here. We need a hit.
No, I'm dropping something. I'm dropping the track with Taluanga and Kabza the Small.
Oof, fire. Mm. That sounds fire already. Yeah. I haven't heard it, but it's good.
And then I'm dropping Kula with them Tuda. That one. And then I'll be dropping an EP.
Yeah.
I'm going to drop 2 singles, then an EP.
Yeah.
So I think the EP, I'll drop it when I'm in the UK, somewhere in the UK.
Yes.
Nice. Are you dropping a full album soon?
Not soon. I'm busy with the Afro album.
In closing, Afro album?
Yeah.
For real?
As
with who?
Afrotech?
It's going to be mainly ish. It's two guys. It's them Tuda and Kabza as well.
Them Tuda and Kabza? Afrotech?
Yeah.
Afro pop.
Afro pop?
Oh, Afro pop.
What? Oh, that's going to be crazy, eh?
Wow, man.
I know they good with Afro, so I them trust. Too. Yeah.
Sure.
Like, I've heard Afro Gamtuda, and then I've heard Afro Gakavza, and they both really great.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. In closing, what do you want to be remembered as?
What I want to be remembered as?
Mm. Oh, wait. Can I ask something before?
Mm.
So, there's King of My Piano, Lady of My Piano. What are you?
What's Lady of My Piano? Who's Lady of My Piano?
I heard last. Lady 2 said he's the president of My Piano.
Mm.
Yeah. Me, I'm a musician, guys.
Jeez. Love that.
I'm Dr. Kandai.
Thank you. So I'm not going to be a self-proclaimed.
Maporisa is Madumani.
So.
Maporisa is a gatekeeper. Hey. I don't want to let go, eh? I don't want to let go of it.
He's munching a lot.
My Madumani.
My gatekeeper.
He's definitely a gatekeeper because now he has 2 personalities. So yeah, he's definitely a gatekeeper. I mean, you DJ and then you perform.
I even have 2 personalities. When I DJ, I'm Dr. Kandai.
Yeah.
When I'm performing, I'm Jelly.
So do they book me as Dr. Kandai?
No, they don't.
No, they book me as Jelly.
Exactly.
Hey.
But he gets...
But do you book Madumani or Maporisa?
No,
I'm saying if you were to book, it's a game.
Hey, okay, but then you'd book Mautuman, yeah.
For the flyer.
Okay, but then you say Maporisa, and then
Mara, think about it. If you don't work with
maybe Mautuman is when he's spinning.
But I've seen him perform, Jay.
But think about it. If you don't work with Kabza or Pori, it's hard to have a hit.
No, I had a hit before working with them.
You did, but it was hard.
Sheshake is, huh?
That's like once that's in a too, that's the, once in a generation. Eh?
Nah, come on.
Eh?
There's Ebu Mandi.
There's all kinds of hits.
There's
Ebu
Mandi.
Guys, I'm telling you.
John Wick.
You gotta go through.
Uchu ne mali.
Engapeli. Guys.
I've been trying to have a hit. I know how tough it is.
So
it's
what
tough.
Do you think you need Kabza and Maporisa?
Yeah, if I went to Maporisa and Kabza, I'd have a hit tomorrow.
Samaele.
Ah, and Jejo busy kadi. Dr. Gabia, what?
Can die.
You'll probably get a chance to get on his Afro thingy album.
Yeah. So you think there's no gatekeepers in Amapian?
No.
There are though, but like
what do you want to say?
But we're agreeing just now with Maporisa as a gatekeeper.
Yeah.
But I didn't agree to that.
Okay, me, I was agreeing because it's like, you know. But then you can...
Are they crews? Are they clans?
You can always go through.
No.
There isn't, ne?
No, everyone is doing his own shit.
That's a clan.
Oh, that's
each
a clan.
Clan
oh, I don't, didn't know that. Tell a clan. Abo clan amaka amago hip hop.
Wu-Tang Clan.
Lago mapiano sas go to muntu ne studio sake. Dago spana bani. That is a studio saka bani. Yeah, understand.
I love that. Anyway, what do you want to be remembered as, man?
As the world's greatest musician. Well, I want to be international. I won't say that I don't want to stay too long in the spotlight. So I can go behind, but then I still want to be remembered as, you know, I said that I'm a musician. Mm. So a legendary musician that was here, gave us good music and chilled.
Nice.
You and Njenje. Before you ask Njenje, last week Njenje, I heard something happened. You were in a physical fight with Kanyumbao's brother, Minzi Mkunu, at Ethiopia in Midrand.
Oh, you go to Ethiopia, boy.
A lot of people go to
that's what I heard.
It's rocking.
Crazy shit, girl. Crazy shit.
Not the country, guys. There's a club.
It's a club in Midrand.
What
about Dr. Kandayi?
I forget what I'm Kandayi. I thought you were singing my song. I have an old song that says,
Who are you singing to, Josiah?
We are born.
Oh, I'm tired of
shit. That's why I'm first
coming back. I'm telling you, I'm not going to be able to do it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You single, ne?
Can you tell me
Shia? No, I'm not.
Ibi?
Shia.
Shia.
Nikuleli Shia. Ukuthilenze nishiya.
Nikuleli Shia le mfundo makho.
Maro nje nje uzosikhipha bantwini. Ukuthilenze nishiya.
Amashiya.
Ah ngithu
ukulelelo na. Yamashiya kanje nje. Ah yamashiya. I think.
Hey man, no, we tried this one.
You wanted me to sing. I got to
do you remember how your baby was conceived?
Yeah.
What position?
Oh.
You remember, ne?
I think it was missionary, but I was drunk.
Oh, that's boring. Missionary.
I think I was drunk.
And you're drunk. Missionary? Man, must experiment.
Ah, there's no style for missionary.
I was. There is.
Missionary is the
best. Oh, Mark. It is the best, skin. But then there's styles also. Like
yeah, there's styles.
Hey, you know what's weird? I heard Josiah likes missionary. But I'm not saying anything.
I'm kidding, man.
I'm sick.
Jenje, what do you want to be remembered as, man?
I want to be remembered as the greatest to have ever done it. From a township boy who was struggling from the background to a businessman who made it through music, is now doing big businesses, corporates. And I want to be remembered as Uwarabile's best dad ever.
Mm. Oh, that's beautiful. So oh, ah, shiny zandla, my feet. Yo. Yo.
So, Uwarabile, so, mom mentioned Uwarabile, Bela, Abanya Valandila, Eveko.
No, I need to be your con.
Okay, so. But if it's something you're going to remember, be remembered of.
Yeah. Did you guys do one more in the same studio?
Yeah.
Oh, dope.
But so Nakona, there'll always be more hits, but Shesha Keza will always be like Uwarabile.
Okay. Yeah. Get that.
Yeah. Guys, thank you so much, man. This has been so awesome.
Awesome.
I love you guys so much, man. You guys, you know, you guys are the new rock stars, you know? And you're shining the flag high. I mean, you know, the whole world is looking at SA in terms of Mapiano. And you guys are at the forefront, you know? Mm. So all the best and get your money, get your bag, and keep rocking, man. We love you guys. Am I lying, so?
No.
Oh, man.
No.
Thank you so much.
Yeah.
We'll keep on being the best parents also.
Yeah.
Most importantly, yeah.
Yeah. So you got any question?
No,
since you mentioned the boys I was fighting with, I just want to apologize. I was drunk. It happens. We all get too overwhelmed at times, but yeah. Apology. If it's not accepted, I'm willing to do whatever that's possible to do.
Wow, man.
That's and also, you're in Ethiopia. When you're in Ethiopia.
Exactly.
Aki Satan, Ethiopia.
Yeah.
No, not the country, the club. We are here, podcast and chill. Boom.
Make sure you support the channel by joining our Patreon page for exclusive content, behind the scenes content, and a whole lot more.